Hello, my dear ones. I hope this day finds you well in a crazy, chaotic universe. So I wanted to just spend a little time with you and go over a few cases here. I've got three more in my book here, and then they're going to have to fill me up. This is from Rebecca. Oh, and I want to, Adrian, thank you for that. Look how beautiful. I love all of you guys too, you know. We're getting it. We're doing it. We're getting it. We're doing it. Hope this email finds you well. First of all, I wanted to give you a big hug. Ooh, I like big hugs. Yep. And a big thank you because you have saved my life. I wish I could have found you earlier. It would have saved me from 8 nerve release surgeries and a major work done on my mouth because excruciating pain on my teeth. Did I read this one before? Went to maybe up to 30 different doctors. Is this the one they removed her teeth? Oh yeah, I think we talked about this one and the jawbone and all of that. Yeah, I don't know if they removed her teeth, but they do when they're doing chemo or radiation to the mouth and you got to remove your teeth. Because why? Oh, they're going to break down and chemo's going to destroy your teeth. Now, what's your teeth made up of? You can't make this up. All right, this is M-E-N-C-H-A-I-A-Z. Dr. Moss, I recently started watching your videos a week ago, and this is a 29-year-old. I tell you, I was in Jessica's office just a minute ago, and we were talking about this 30-year-old, and it's like, but she has bilaterally the same blood pressure and heart rate on each side. That's interesting to see if she had the same blood sugar on each side. Yeah, you rarely see bilateral equalness. That means kidney and adrenals are humming to the same tune. So that was pretty cool. But she's only 30 and had just a laundry list of problems, and then the bowels on all of us are messed up, but on the younger people, they're in horrendous shape. Just all kinds of problems, from chronic lymph stagnation to pocketed to prolapsing to you name it. This sad stuff. I'm in phenomenal shape. I am lean. I work out really hard. My fitness is at a high level. I don't eat any red meats, good for you, or animal products, maybe eggs a couple of times a month, not bad. I just have a little bit of chicken and fish a few times a week. Now, wait a minute. This is starting to pile up a little bit. That might be better to pull those off once or twice a month. I've always been 100% healthy, never took any steroids, and tried to live a disciplined, clean life. You know what's funny? And you see this in some of the older people in particular, you know, they'll drink a thing of whiskey every night and then smoke and eat dead animals and their diet's got milk in it and stuff like that, and they're still 90 and 100. Younger people not so lucky with this. You know, you can't do those type of habits and then end up any place happy and healthy, that's for dang sure. But you can actually pass all the, I mean, look at your physical exam when you go to a medical doctor. And look at an exam you used to get from me. Yeah, quite a bit of difference. You don't walk away going clean bill of health because no one has it. You know, and that's the thing. That's why you always use your iris to determine what you look like inside, because it's a view into the future, if you will. It's a view into your chemical and cellular world of the physical form. And if you really want to know what's going on, take a look at that. That'll show you health or otherwise. And I've had so much experience with, oh, I don't have a problem. I remember one gentleman, I told him, your gallbladder's not real happy. 5 years later, maybe six, he comes back wanting to, his kids were having problems, and he wanted them to go have me help them. And I'm looking at him 5 years, and they pulled his chart too, and I was looking at his eyes, and I said, ooh, how's that gallbladder? He goes, what gallbladder? So I've learned through the years, when your iris shows you a pretty good lacuna, sit up and listen, because this is serious stuff. And the nice thing, it warns you ahead of time instead of being in trauma. You know, it's hard when you're in a spastic situation and the tissues just finally give forth, you know. Then you go, oh crap, I should have been listening. I'm bad about that too, we all are. Okay, so unfortunately I was partying and I caught COVID back around August 2021. So to catch COVID, that means what system in your body had to be problematic? Your immune system, right? Well, what is your immune system? What's a better name for it? Your sewer system. It really affected me bad, and since then I felt I have not been right since. I'm not vaccinated, and I stay clear from all vaccines. A couple of months after I had COVID, I took a course of antibiotics. Yeah, that can set you back a lot too, just because you're killing the bacterium in your body, which is a no-no. I don't know how something they was at the time. I got toenail fungus shortly after. So you know you're heavily fungal. You know your body's heavily lymphatic up. So that's what you go after, you know. You go after, where do you go first? You always go to kidneys and adrenal glands, correct? Correct. You need kidney filtration, right? Right. But what's the first thing you do in your world? Change your diet. Let me see here. I don't know whether what they're saying there. They have toe fungus, slightly high blood pressure, kidney and adrenals. Knock, knock, knock. I have ringing in my ear that can get quite loud at times, especially towards night. My face sometimes can flare up with a rash. Do we want a rash on the face? Do we want acids on the face? No. So that tells you right off, you're backed up all the way up into the head area there. So that means your transverse colon's involved. So you trace it back, you know, go, wow, if your transverse colon's involved, how's her pituitary look? How does she sleep? Does she get rest? Things like that for the pineal gland. For the pituitary, to females, easy. How's your monthly cycles? Do you ever miss? Are you irregular? Blah, 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 blah. How short? How tall? You know, all those things that you get into that. Sometimes for rash, I have started to get skin symptoms, especially on my body, called cherry angioma. I can get a strong pulse in my stomach. Heartburn sometimes. No, heart pain. Heart pain sometimes, and whilst doing some tests, I found out I tested positive for herpes. Yeah, well, who ain't, just about. I also had H. pylori, but managed to clear it without antibiotics. Easy. I have results of another test, so hopefully it is gone for good. Okay. Now, she says, I go to doctors, I get blood work done. They still tell me it's fine. They tell me I'm healthy, but I know there's a problem underlying and I don't know how to address it. Well, look at your eyes, honey. There's enough videos in here to tell you how to read your eyes, or have the clinic here do your eyes. See what you got going, you know. But you got toe fungus and stuff like that, I can tell you lymphatic, and it's backed all the way up into your head as well. So systemically, your lymphatic system, what color are your eyes? You know, do you have brown or blue eyes? Do you have blue eyes that are brown? You know, all those things like that. What do you look like? And that's your best look into yourself, is your eyes. I've reached out to many people I've seen on the internet, people like Dr. Pradip, something, and I can't get through to anyone. Oh, well, you got through to this old guy. There's so many videos out there for you on our sites. There's so many beautiful grads from our school out there. Grape Gate, you've got so many places to get help. It's amazing. So take advantage of those things, you know. But learn for yourself. Dr. Morris, my body is deteriorating. I have one child and another one on the way in 4 months. Uh-oh. I want to be around for my kids and willing to pay to take any steps necessary to heal. I am from the UK and will be in America for another month or two before I head back home. I would love to meet up or seek some knowledge from you. Hope you. We got to get a hold of the clinic and see if they have time to see you. But you're going to have a little one in 4 months. I hope you're on raw foods. Is your diet fruits, berries, melons, and salads? They should be. Take a look at your lymphatic system, because this is the world you're bringing in here. You're bringing in another one here in, say, 4 months. And what's your lymph system like? You know, don't be afraid to take some herbs while you're carrying, too. There's plenty of grass herbs that we make at Dr. Morris's Cellular Botanicals. Always did like that name, because these are indeed cellular botanicals. But you want to start going in and getting the kidneys to filter as soon as you can. Those are grass herbs. Your endocrine gland herbs and berries are grass. Your lymphatics might be a little tough, but then go to your 3-lung or go to a lung formula, which has plenty of lymph node herbs in there. Excuse me. But I would take off on that. I don't know where you are in the diet and what you've been doing, how you've been carrying this one. The fact that you can carry is good. That tells me you got a pituitary that's good. But you got to move your lymphatic system, and you got a young one in you. But you got to move it for them as well, because remember, we're getting newborns with tumors in them. How do you have a tumor in a newborn? Something's not moving, right? Well, tumors, what is tumors, blood or no? They're not blood clots. They must be lymph clots. Got one more, and then he's going to have to give me some more. This is Albert, United States, 66-year-old man, 5'10.5", 233 pounds. Little bit there, they say. Neoplasms, endocrine cysts. Concerns himself. How can I fight off the toxic exposures which I incurred during my military? Yeah, no kidding. You guys just, you know, my heart goes out. I know. And there's only one. What's it, 78 through 80? Yeah. which all occurred in the Panama Canal Zone. I was wondering where were you at that time? My tour ended in 71. Well, no. No, 70. 70 is when my tour ended. But that was Vietnam. We're affected by those chemically induced swamps. Oh my God, I tell you what. Yeah, it's ancient purple, ancient orange, ancient green, ancient everything. I mean, and then the vaccines. I mean, it's just, people don't understand the toxicity that our soldiers get into. It's unbelievable. And then they force vaccines down them, really? God, yeah. Wasn't it the other day they just chastised or something, a four-star general? It's like, really? I haven't seen any general lately worth their weight of gold. Nobody's helping us. You know, when you're at that level, your oath is not necessarily to the commander-in-chief as it is to the the people of the United States. Or you don't have a United States. So detox is my only answer. You really got to go on a grape diet, get in there. You might have some reflexes of chemistry that you consume that's going to come back out of you. Biggest problems, neurotoxins and stuff like that. You saw that in Agent Orange, Agent Purple and all that. Horrible crap, all neurotoxic crap. You know, and so that's part of the problems. So you have to get that chemistry out. In an agglomerated lymphatic system, chemistry stays, guys, stays at home. And then chemistry loves different parts of the body. You know, we talk about that sometimes. Who knows what it is all, but we know at least mercury and aluminum love brain and neurons. We also notice copper love kidneys, and, you know, you got iron that loves certain tissues and stuff. And so, I don't know. But the only way you're going to get it is get the body to get it out. Your body has an innate ability to clean itself out, given the right circumstances, the right chemistry. When you're asking your body to fight acids, and the playing field is huge, and you have the less army, what do you get? And that's what's happening. The battles are being won in chemistry by the acid side, because man continues to consume that side of chemistry. And you don't have any help from commercials or anything, because that's all bought and paid for crap. You know that. And you know how many commercials are pharmaceuticals. They're not going to tell you any truth. But, you know, you never know. Someday there might become a conscious pharmaceutical person that decides, you know what, let's see if we can produce toxic-free pharmaceuticals. You probably have a little botanical and homeopathic involvement too with that. So I have to get some more because I'm out of them. But you want to detox, get your kidneys filtering, bro. That's key. Get your lymphatic system moving. When you start seeing skin things, swellings, cysts, and tumors start disappearing, you're getting it. And that's what you want to see. Let me see what he's got. I'll be right back. I got this down. All the filming. Ooh, pretty. I love flowers. Got me another wad of them. All right. So this individual wanted to know if a grape fast is the best fast for HSV 1 and 2. And we were just talking about this lady had mentioned she had some herpes. For any viral or I guess I just, how I can just blanket the word chemistry. Your body sometimes extra produces things to protect itself and then it gets rid of them as well. So you've got a lot going on in the intelligent community and the human body. Remember I told you I fell off a telephone pole and I've got a lot of creosote splinters. They came out of my fingernails for years, working their way out. You know, and we've detoxified people. I've seen tumors pop out of people's skin open and a tumor pop out. I've seen all kinds of things. And it's your innate, as you hydrate, your body cleans itself. And it's just the way it is. Thank God of it. You're not stuck on a one-way path to Hellville, you know? And so the lymph system is everything. Your body doesn't store in blood. It stores where it can in fat, but the lymph system is your catch-all fluid. It's why you see so much swelling in people and fungal problems, and you just go on and on and on down that road there. But you just got to keep it up, you know. You just got to keep detoxing up. Sometimes these neurotoxins are a real burger bear to get rid of. Sometimes take you a year or two. Yeah, you some of this chemistry is just, and then look at how many miles of pathways of lymph we have in us. It's like quite a job, I'd say. Melissa, Canada, age, intuitiveness, 9. 9 years young, oh man, I hope it is. Around 60 pounds or slightly less pounds. Tested positive for mold toxicity, yeah. So that's where you would get something. She's only 9, so you go by weight, but you're going to take an antifungal, and the herbal antifungal is the only way to go, you know, because these herbs are the least toxic. When you get into pharmaceutical antifungals, no way in holy heck. But again, the same thing applies. What's in can come out, and there's a doorway for that to come out. Now, gut, yeah, your poo-poo is a doorway. But your real doorway is your urine. This is your doorway for the unwanted and sweating in the skin, to be quite frank. So it's always good to have a big sweat and then have a nice shower. You were such an important part of my own health crisis in recent years. Oh, wow. Helping me to treat Lyme disease. Okay, so Lyme. So I can tell you already, this individual has heavy lymphatic problems, or had. Probably sulfur as well, just by the diagnosis here. I appreciate that, sweetheart. Let's see what your son is. At age 9, you got some eye pictures. You know, if you can get your son's eye pictures at 9 and see. My son Nathan has digestive issues due to what appears to be mold toxicity. Okay, the stool and urine test revealed that, and it's had a domino effect in other areas. His naturopathic doctor is one of the belief that if we treat the mold, the other issues will correct themselves. So let's look at it another way. I'll show you another way this naturopath looks at it. At 9 years old, you're going to definitely find a young man with kidney and adrenal gland problems. How much depends on your blood pressure and, you know, what your eyes look like and what his eyes look like. If he's dad or whoever, pull him up a little bit from that weakness. But as a 9-year-old on planet Earth in 2024, you're going to have kidney and adrenal problems. Well, when you have adrenal problems, you have metabolism problems. And that goes all the way from sugars to minerals. Plus then you have neurotransmitter problems, which goes to energy and your autonomic responses. And then you have your gonadals, you know. So the adrenals produce a whole lot. And so when your adrenals are down, your sugar metabolism is down, you're going to invite the fungal community, because man consumes complex sugars more than he does simple sugars. And sugars are mandatory in life. Easy to get amino acids, but the right sugar, and we're so used to complex. Then if he is having digestive problems, and you see undigested foods in his stool, or he gets a lot of belching when he's digesting and not combining his foods wrong, say on a mono diet, say he's eating some grapes and he gets a lot of gas from it, then you're definitely going to go to pancreatic. You're definitely going to go to the pancreas, and I would also play with his liver a little bit. Look at his eyes again, right? But you might want to go after the pancreas with that. That again is still dealing in simple sugars, but dealing with the carrier of insulin. These also can set up fungal areas and high alkalotic areas, because you're looking at the other side of chemistry. So if it's true digestive problems, you want to use the pancreatic formula. I'd use the liver gallbladder formula on him for a short period of time, and then go over to the pancreatic formula. Maybe use one bottle of one and then one bottle of another one. The liver herbs are beautiful for pancreatic problems. But if you know it's a digestive problem, but even at 9, you're going to look at kidney and adrenals and lymphatics, I'm telling you right off, without question. So there is a lot of nature paths that feel if you get rid of the fungus, then you get rid of the problem, and that's the opposite's true. Your fungal's only there because you're not metabolizing or driving sugars properly. And fermenting of foods, his diet, what is his diet like? Does he combine his foods wrong? Does he have protein and starches together? Stuff like that. Does he have fruit on top of vegetables? Because whenever you start up fermentation in the body, which community is there to help? Bacteria? No. So I would be looking at one of those two areas, but I can tell you, always kidney and adrenals. This makes sense, and I'm following her advice to take a specific probiotic. Oh, Lord, here we go. Silver Pure and a few other remedies to help him heal. Good luck. Good luck. However, the recommended diet states to not eat grapes, mangoes, oranges, melons, and bananas. Oh, poor kid. My son is finally open to the idea of trying to eat grapes for a couple of weeks through sheer desperation, as all meals hurt his stomach except plant-based ones. Okay, so that tells you right off that he's way too acidic in his stomach wall. And anytime you're using a protein, you're invoking hydrochloric acid, he feels that pain. Just like ulcerated tissue, like. So yeah, you want to be real careful with that. We have a stomach tea that he might sip on. It might put something in there to make it taste good, honey or something. But I would also, as an antifungal, get Parasite M. And at 9 years old, he could probably do the whole dropper full, which is FDA's 2 dropper fulls. But that's where I would be going. I'd be looking at this more as an acidotic problem with kidney and adrenals and getting gut problems. You want to really look at that too, and what you're telling me a little bit here. I try a variety of ways to keep him happy in the food department. Try, some good Red Delicious applesauce with cinnamon. You know, get creative in that way. Try to stay to a variety of fruits, because vegetables are even harder to break down. So he would do better on fruits, berries, and melons, to be honest with you. And I would use teas to heal. Maybe use stomach and bowel number one. It's if he's already moving his bowels well, just to get some healing power to that gut wall. But my guess is interstitial, kidney and adrenals, lymphatics, and this makes it a lot more serious. But I'd have to see his eyes, you know, and we have to look at him. From scratch, but many are cooked. So although they're full of vegetables, they lack the nutrients of the raw ones, absolutely. He does eat salads, but I have to remove his favorite dressing due to sugar. So he's presently off on salads. Nathan eats berries every day and apples. He doesn't have any starches, grains, or sugar, but I still allow him to eat nuts and salty treats that don't have any other harmful ingredients. Okay, so you've got to get in your head that, Melissa, that sugar is a key component of life. It is essential to have your sugars. Essential. And especially the Homo sapien, because of our brain and neurological power. Remember, we've talked about the study, but thank God that who was it discovered that? I keep wanting to say Harvard because I'm lost in some studies we were talking about earlier about cancer and, you know, all these studies that nobody seems to see. But anyway, when you discover the fact that the brain uses fructose and converts glucose to fructose, that is a revelation. That is a revelation. And should put this concept of fruit eating to rest. Because where do you get fructose? And if it's so bad, why does the body convert it to from glucose? Has to have it. See, so it's just all gotten screwed up in people's minds, and it's too bad too. But you got a naturopath here willing to treat your problems, and you can't treat these. You'll be taking probiotics to hell freezes over. Try looking at the food you're eating. Get your bowels, your lymphatic system cleaned up, and work that way with it. And with yourself, too. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, here you've got a flour tortilla chip. It doesn't matter whether the grain is alkaline or not. If it's not a fruit, a berry, a melon, or a vegetable, it's not healthy for you. Period. And then you're talking about sugars because you're talking about flours. Grains are complex sugars. You know, I don't get that. I get fruits over vegetables, though. For a 9-year-old, that would be better. But you want to honk on his lymphatic system. His sewer system's where your problem is. Is mold something that can be detoxed out of eating grapes? Or should I approach this differently? No, I mean, that's how you detoxify out of the body. But remember this thing for you, Melissa. Take a piece of white bread and put it on the counter of your kitchen counter. And then put a handful of grapes and leave them there for a few days. Which one of them grows mold on them first? You don't get mold on grapes or fruit until they start to what? Ferment. And then that's when you have all the fungus. So, especially since he's a child and may struggle on such a strict diet. Well, and he might not. You know, these are higher beings we're bringing into this planet, right? You want to bring in a higher being, Mom, right? Well, these higher beings are a little more aware, and maybe they don't need convincing like some of the others. Maybe this individual was tuned to us last lifetime. And now, in this lifetime, that soul already has all that information. All you got to do is turn it back on. You know, we see these diets as strict, but animals out in the woods, they don't. You look at a cow or a horse, you get him a big pasture of grass, he doesn't go, oh, this is strict, all I got's grass. Of course, they do like leaves a little bit here. Also, I don't want to go against an ND's requirements diet-wise until I have proof that it's safe to eat grapes. Well, if this naturopath doesn't think it's safe to eat grapes, I feel sorry for her as a naturopath. No offense to her, but, you know, you're living on the treatment side of life, and as a naturopath, it's not a good look. You don't want to live on the the side of life that you're involved in treating things, and you're treating with isolates and things like this, and it's like, no. Understand the lymphatic system as we teach it, and you've got it. You will get what acids do when you retain them, and what system deals with acids, and it's not your blood, and that's your sewer system. Look at your body as having a kitchen and a bathroom to take care of about 75 trillion cells. That simple. And once you get that, and the food required, also you've got to look at the human as an evolved species. So fruit is key essential to keep involved. Thank you, Yale. Thanks, guys. I've got a very important call coming in here, and I'll get this to them, and we'll get this out to you. But have fun on these, and don't spaz out so much. You know, the children are the ones that need to be on the fruit. Seniors should be on the fruit. You know, for a senior that comes to Florida and sits down and has a meat every meal and pancakes and eggs and, you know, what you eat up north, I guess, you ain't going to live long and happy down here. You're moving into an acid environment, and you're going to continue to eat acidically. You see things accelerate down here, problem-wise, health-wise. So if you want to live long life in Florida, then you want to do it on a fruit diet, fruit, berries, and melons, and then have a salad a day, okay. Or once in a while, have you some steamed vegetables or chow mein or something like that. Learn how to order it right without cornstarch. Learn how to order some things, and then you can eat out in places, you know, and still eat okay. You don't have to knock out your personal life to be healthy. But there is a time that you got to take for yourself and go into the body and get it cleaned up. You can't win by treating with supplements. The supplement industry has been going on for, 50 years as a naturopath and way before me. And where have we gone? I'm just saying. You guys have gone so much further than any other group on the planet. Hippocrates, where you going? None of these people are going anywhere because they don't understand the fruit and the importance of fruit for the human, but also for the omnivore too. A lot of you are curing dogs and animals with fruit as well. It's magic. Same with those magic herbs. Love you guys. I gotta run.